Hello, it is the review, belated review, a bit like my agendas, post the title win. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through Liverpool 2, Brighton 3 or Brighton 3, Liverpool 2. Who knows? We've won the league at the end of the season. Neil, I guess I'd like to hear your views on the manager's approach to the last few games, because I think we can now say this is at the point of ensuring that the squad are not as intentionally not as intense as they could be. And then you've got certain players' decisions being made around Alexis McAllister, for example, as, yeah, he's carrying a bit of something. In general, it's one where you think they are looking to get a bit of elongated rest into the players mentally as much as physically, I reckon. They're playing these games with an eye on this being preparation for next season and almost rest for next season now.
I think that that to me appears to be the situation, and I'm quite of the view that this is now almost an extended bit of holiday. I'll be intrigued to see when Liverpool come back for pre-season. For the players, who, especially those who haven't done any international duty at all, whether or not he has them back in at a time that we might actually feel is a little bit early, but that they might be eager for, and obviously he would be as well, and part of that might be, listen, we had our fun, that was there at the end of the season, and we looked after those of you that needed some looking after. You know, you can now sort of see that there's a bit of rotation in terms of who's getting a bit of time off. I thought not starting Virgil, I thought was a pretty significant step, in that there was a part of me that thought Virgil might just want to feel like he's played every minute of every game in a league winning season for Liverpool, but he's clearly decided himself, I'm sure, as much as the manager, he's actually not that bothered, and it's almost a little bit like, well, that'd be an ego thing, but actually what could be best for me at this point might be a game off. There's no way Virgil isn't leading them out at Anfield last game of the season, let's be clear. He will want to do that and be part of that. But it's striking that he's stepped out. The honesty around McAllister, I think, is really interesting. You know, I think we saw last season, it was the second to last game of the season, it was away at Villa, where McAllister just looked absolutely shattered. And I think if there's a thing there where there's an opportunity to let him have a little bit of rest, because let's be clear, some of these lads, McAllister's, you know, if McAllister came and did anything with us, he'd be the fittest fella by a million miles. But some of these lads are physical monsters, whereas I don't think McAllister is quite in that category from the outside looking in. So being able to give him the opportunity to have a little bit of additional recuperation, I think, is no bad thing. You know, he puts everything in every match, as the manager said. And I think that's, you know, for me, that must be part of the thinking in amongst all of this. And then there's those to whom he wants to give a little bit of time and a couple of opportunities. And I think Elliot is absolutely top of that list. I'm struck in general with the Elliot thing, that we're almost going to be back to back here on two Liverpool managers who I think would have liked to have found a place for him more often, but need to reckon with the fact that they just simply haven't been able to. And then Elliot's comments post-match suggest that Elliot is aware that for whatever reason, and I think, you know, there's lots of scope to speculate on those reasons, but for whatever reason, if he wants regular first team football, it's looking less and less likely that it happens at Liverpool, and he knows that he's more than good enough, I'd argue, to be a regular for, of the 17 teams that aren't getting relegated, arguably for 8 or 9 of them, and to be a squad player for another 3 or 4.